to Saskatchewan because the Derek V5 SKN has Saskatchewan net connected to our All-Star group, which is okay at the moment because we're very quiet in the afternoons, which is here this afternoon. And a wet and miserable afternoon as well. Anyway, I didn't get your name, but I know where you are now. right. This is a surprise, he says. Patty from G8CZ.
Yeah, the name is Trevor here, and yeah, it's a local repeater we have. It's just an RLP node, and lots of times it gets left to the Saskatchewan reflector, which that in itself gets connected to the Canada node quite often. So you never know where you're going to be broadcasting or who's going to be connected most days, it seems. So anyway, it's all good, but it's nice to hear from the UK. What time is it in your area? We are 7:02 here, and I'm going to have to say 73 is here right away because I'm just pulling up to my work.
Okay, it's 1400 British summertime here. 2 o'clock local time, and yeah. Starting the day's work, how well. I've forgotten what that means nowadays. Usually it means cooking breakfast and carpets, windows, cutting grass. I think you'd rather work where you are, wouldn't you? Okay, have a good day. I hope everything goes smoothly for you. And 73 from G8CZ, Manchester, UK.
Very good, very good. Yeah, I go to work, it pays the bills, but I get to go home and play and cut the grass and do that kind of stuff, which I like doing. So, anyway, we may talk again, and 73 is great today, and have yourself an excellent afternoon. E5, TG Mobile, clear.
Yes, okay. Best 73 now. GHCZ listening.
GNC Manchester Station, this is Victor Echo 3 Juliet November Uniform. Name's Dan in Cambridge, Ontario, Canada. Over.
Yes, okay, good morning, Dan from G8CZ. yeah, time zones. And they say the earth is flat. Right. My name is Frank. The location is Manchester. Just been having a drink of tea and listening around after lunch. And it's grey, wet and miserable outside. So I'm inside and about to disappear off to the shack and do a little bit of work in the shack. And as they call it at your side of the pond, the garden work is yard work and whatever. And that will have to work. It's all soaking wet. Not that I mind making you wait. It's the catch-up later that's the problem. Back to you, Dan, from G8 Seasoning.
European call signs at all. So far I've mostly heard Canadian ones and a little bit of American. A, interesting to hear from over the pond.
Yes, okay, Don, CZV. Once you get onto the internet and get used to all sorts of dialogues and what have you, and time zones and so on, local connections are the planet somewhere, if you wish. You're not limited like VHF, UHF and microwaves, although the limitations on those are expanding quite a lot, through satellites and so on. I hope your work day goes smoothly, Dan, not too many panics and situations, and now you know where to find us. G8CZD, Manchester, UK.
Yeah, I think today should be a fairly good day. It's the summertime, so there's not much urgency going on at work. And yeah, I'm in a similar situation to our Saskatchewan friends. On my drive to commute, I can reach this repeater VE3WIK that I can't find much info about online, but it seems to be hooked up via IRLP or All-Star or something, and it seems to be plugged into a different network every time. Like, today I'm talking to you. On Tuesday I was talking to a bunch of guys on Saskatchewan. Last week I was talking to this U.S. East Coast Reflector network. So it's a roll of the dice to see who's connected on this repeater. Back to you, VA3JNU.
G8CZV. Well, the different repeater management people make different connections from time to time. They have networks, and then they leave it to free to personal conversation and so on. It's probably an all-star connection. Although IRLP's audio would be just the same. But it's not DMR or D-Star, I don't think, anyway. Because the audio quality is reasonable. It's as good as our voices and our microphones can make it. If you can run All Star or whatever, or even EchoLink, then you can connect into almost anything you wish. Which is the next question: where do you wish to be connected at any particular time? You know somebody you want to talk to about something or whatever, or do you want to join a net? It's entirely in your hands what you want to do. Unless you lose the internet, of course, and then you're back to VHF. Anyway, Dan, don't be late for work. G8CZV.
Yeah, I am right on schedule for work. No worries about that. Yeah, I'm discovering there's all kinds of stuff I could do, like, and as for what I want to do, my next main thing is I'm studying to upgrade my license. I want to write the advanced call, and then I'd be able to set up a remote station or a repeater. I don't know how the levels of licensing are over your side of the pond, but Canada makes it simple. There's just basic and advanced. back to you.
Jet C City. Well, you should always try to upgrade your license as young as you can, and as soon as you can. But not for any particular reason, because it allows you to run more power or HF or whatever. It's just that it may prove to be a restriction on some future date for something you just feel like doing. It's better to get it done. If we leave it too long, it just gets too much for us. Same with anything, of course. Things seem to get more technical on a day-by-day basis. Go for it when you can, Dan, when you feel, feel you can. There are no prizes to be won, and I think it's just it's something else that got out of the road that may restrict you in the future. You may get your full license, and then end up playing with microwaves out of interest. Low power at that, But you can go whichever way or both ways at the same time if your license permits it. Just follow the interest. Follow what your friends and peer group are doing. If they want to go, I don't know. Think of something like high-powered video or whatever, and you want to do that, then you can do. You don't have to be left. But it doesn't mean it's like the kilowatt licenses, and that. It doesn't mean to say you have to be a kilowatt. You can be quite happy with a 1 watt working on the neighborhood. GHCZD.
Yeah, so in Canada, there's the basic license, which if you have the normal basic license, you have VHF, UHF, and up to 1,000 watts. There's the basic which honors, like if you get 80% or more on the basic exam, then you get basic with honors, which gives you HF, basically all the bands, up with a maximum power of 1,000 watts. I think it might vary, like less power in HF, I'm not sure of that, but then I think advanced lets you increase your power up to 2200 or 2500 watts. But yeah, I'm currently just on VHF, UHF. That's the equipment I have, like a mobile in my car with 0.5 watts. I can hit repeaters pretty good up to 50 kilometers, but I'm not sure which way I would go next. I'm thinking maybe next I would go for see if I can some propagation conditions reach out without a repeater, because simplex on VHF doesn't go very far. VE3JNU, back to you.
Yeah, JHCZD. Well, VHF and upwards goes pretty long way. Providing you've got the altitude. If you've got a clear takeoff, hilltop or mountain top to another, you're looking at hundreds of miles on a hand portable. If you're down in the city streets, you're looking at half a mile to a mile with the same hand portable. In practice, also I've noticed. Lots of people are quite surprised to find that they can reach hundreds of miles. They don't operate from exposed hilltops. Again, the 25 watts. I think you said 25. Yeah, well, you know, there's practical power limitations in your car as well. Not just available as your radios and so on, but the, you know, how much power you can take from whatever power source you've got.